Masechet Berachot, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is going to talk about what is actually said as part of the Zimun. We're going to have two different opinions over here. The first part of the Mishnah, as we'll see at the end, is going to be revealed, is all Rabbi Akiva. The second opinion in the Mishnah is going to be all the opinion of Rabbi Yoseh HaGelili. The Mishnah says, Kesad Mizamenin, what does a person say while he's doing Zimun? Bishlosha Omen Nevarech. He says, Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, let us bless the one from whose food we have just eaten, since there's only three people there and he's a crucial element of the group of three. He needs to include himself in this blessing. Bishlosha vehu omed barechu. But if he has three people besides him there, he's allowed to say, barechu, bless the one. He doesn't have to include himself like before and say, let us bless. But technically he could even say, bless, because it's not him functioning as a crucial part of the Zimun because there's three people without him. And the commentaries all say, it's not that he should say this, but if he does say this, it's okay. But the general understanding, like we had before, of Nevarech, to include himself in the Zimun, is probably the right thing to do. Ba'asara omer Nevarech le'Elohenu. Ba'asara vehu omer barechu. If he has 10 people, he says, Nevarech le'Elohenu. He says, let us bless. And he says the name of God, our God. And the name of God is actually mentioned over here. And the commentaries say over here, and the Gemara comments, that this is Devar Shebik Dusha. When you have a minyan, when you have 10 men, you include the name of God because the name, because God rests. He dwells with a minyan, with 10 Jews, when they are together. But if he has 10 people besides him, so there's really 11 people as part of the group, he can also say, Barechu Elohenu, bless God, not including himself, and he technically fulfills his obligation of Zimun as well over there. Ehad asara ve'ehad asara ribo. And the same applies whether it's 10 people or it's 10 times 10,000 people, so 100,000 people. There's no limit to what this goes to. So this applies across the board, and once you hit 10 people, you've hit the maximum of what you're going to change with your prayer. This is all the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The next part of the Mishnah, even though it doesn't say his name till the end, is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yoseh HaGelili. He says, "Bemea omen nevarech ladonai Elohenu." If he has 100 people there, he says, "Let us bless Hashem, our God." It's an additional piece over here. It's not only nevarech le'Elohenu, but he adds in the word ladonai Elohenu. He adds in an additional word over here to mark how you have 10 times every time he has a 10 multiplier. He changes something. So he had originally we had 10 people. It was nevarech le'Elohenu. Here it's 10 times 10. For 100 people, he adds in the word of Hashem. But if he has 100 people besides him, so it's really 101 people there, he can also say, Barechu, bless Hashem, our God. He can add, he could just change the word to Barechu. Again, like we said originally, he doesn't have to, but if you want to, he still fulfills his obligation. Be'elef, omen nevarech ladonai Elohenu Elohei Yisrael. Again, a 10 times multiplier of that 100. If he has 1,000 people there, he says, bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel. Be'elef vahu, if he has 1,000 people and him, omer barechu, he can also say barechu to that same formulation. Because he's not himself. He's not a crucial part of that 1,000 people. The Zimun happens without him, so he can just say bless. He doesn't have to say let us bless with that formulation of how it worked with 1,000. Beribo, omer nevarech ladonai Elohenu, Elohei Yisrael, Elohei HaSevaot, Yosheva Kiruvim, Al HaMazon She'achalnu. If he has 10,000 people, 10 times multiplier of 1,000, he says, let us bless our God, the God of Israel, the God of hosts, who sits with the Kiruvim for the food that we ate. Beribo vahu omer barechu. Same formula. If he has 10,000 in him, he can also say the word barechu because he's not a crucial part of this group of 10,000 for the zibun. Ke'inyan shu mevarech, kach oni maharav. And the same way that you have the person starting the Zimun, you have people answering him in a similar fashion. So here, it would be with dealing with 10,000 people. Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Elohei Yisrael Elohei HaSevaot Yosheva Kiruvim Al HaMazon She'achalnu. So they answer him back in a way where they say, blessed is Hashem. He says, let's bless. He says, and they respond, blessed is Hashem, with that same formulation that was going on for each different number. Rabbi Yosef HaGalili omed lefi rov hakahal hen mevarechin shne'eman b'makhelot baruch Elohim Adonai mimikod Yisrael. So he says, he reads this pasuk, b'makhelot means in gatherings, bless Hashem from the source of Israel. So b'makhelot means from different types of gatherings. So Rabbi Yosef HaGalili says, look, the pasuk over there doesn't say bekahal, in a gathering you bless Hashem, but b'makhelot, in different types of gatherings. That according to him, that must imply, as the gatherings change, the formulation of how they say Zimun changes as well. Amari b'Akiva, b'Akiva differs, which is again the first rabbi in the Mishnah is b'Akiva. The second one was Rabbi Yosef HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ma matzinu bebet haKnesset, echad mirubin veechad muatin omer baruchu et Adonai." So he says, I disagree with you. I don't think there's a difference if you have 10 people or if you have 1,000 people or 10,000 people. Once you hit 10, you say a certain thing. Like we have in Beit HaKnesset, in synagogue, when somebody answers Barechu, or they start Barechu right after the Kaddish, before they start the Berachot of Kiryat Shema, the formulation is Baruchu et Hashem. It doesn't change if you have 1,000 people in Shul. The line is the line. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Baruchu et Adonai HaMevorach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ishmael disagrees over here with Rabbi Akiva. He says, you don't just say Baruchu et Hashem, but when you're saying something generally, this has nothing to do with Brikat HaMazon, the line is Baruchu et Adonai HaMevorach, as opposed to Baruchu et Hashem. So we see Rabbi Akiva's position. This is Rabbi Ishmael, but we see Rabbi Akiva's opinion in that terms of the machloket between him and Rabbi Yosef HaGalili. Rabbi Akiva says, the number doesn't matter. If you have 10 people, the phrase is the same, no matter how many people you get up to. That's the machloket between him and Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, and halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.